Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Manuel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bob Miller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Olander reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olander scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roseboro moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. the White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Hopkins, and towards Morales, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. 1 out. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manuel for the out. 2 outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to third. Melton moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Melton moves to third. Bradford moves to second. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Bradford moves to third. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-2 in the game. Manuel hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Roseboro reaches second base with a double. Killebrew scores. Reese moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas is walked intentionally. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward pinch hits for Rich Morales. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Knoop now playing second base. Dan Osinski now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2. And the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas misplays the ball. That's an error on Cardenas. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is walked intentionally. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Pafletic now catching. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-3 in the game. Manuel is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar pinch runs for Rich Reese. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rosboro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Rosboro moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Ron Peranoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ron Peranoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peranoski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Uhlander is walked intentionally. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-4 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Carew reaches second base with a double. Rosboro scores. Cardenas scores. Uhlander moves to third. It's 5-1, Twins. Gary Bell now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliva is walked intentionally. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Uhlander scores. Carew scores. Oliva moves to third. It's 7-1, Twins. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-4 in the game. Manuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Harmon Killebrew now playing first base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Twins. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bradford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Uhlander who is chasing the ball. Bradford reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peranoski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Gary Bell. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bradford tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Twins. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. Berry strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.